July 28, 1922 Likeness of the soul to Jesus, not only in the depths of pain, but also in those of love. I felt all immersed in His most holy will, and my sweet Jesus, on coming, told me, "My daughter, identify your intelligence with mine, so that yours may circulate in all the intelligences of creatures, and receive the bond of each of their thoughts, in order to substitute them with as many other thoughts done in my will, and so that I may receive the glory as if all thoughts were done in a divine manner. Expand your will in mine, nothing must escape you which is not caught in the net of my will and of yours. My will in me and my will in you must fuse together and have the same endless boundaries. But I need that your will be disposed to extend within mine, and that nothing escape it of the things created by me, so that in all things I may hear the echo of the divine will and the human will, and generate my likeness in it. See, my daughter, I suffered double deaths for each creature, one of love and another of pain. In creating her, I created her as a complex, all made of love, so that nothing but love was to come out of her, so much so, that my love and hers were to be in continuous currents. However, not only did man not love me, but ungrateful, he offended me, and so I had to repay my divine Father for this lack of love, accepting one death of love for each one, and another one of pain for the offenses. But while he was saying this, I saw my sweet Jesus all in one flame which consumed him and gave him death for each one. Even more, I could see that each thought, word, motion, work, step, etc., were as many flames which consumed Jesus and vivified him. Then Jesus added, "Would you not want my likeness? Would you not accept the deaths of love, as you accepted the deaths of pain?" And my Jesus, I don't know what happened to me. I still feel great repugnance for having accepted those of pain. How could I accept those of love, which seem harder to me? I tremble at the mere thought of it. My poor nature is annihilated more, it is undone. Help me, give me strength, for I feel I cannot go on anymore. And Jesus, all goodness, but determined, added, "Poor daughter of mine, courage, do not fear, and do not want to trouble yourself because of the repugnance you feel. Rather, in order to reassure you, I tell you that this too is likeness to me. You must know that also my humanity, as holy as it was, and immensely eager to suffer, felt this repugnance. But it was not mine. It was all the repugnance that creatures felt in doing good and in accepting the pains which they deserved. And I had to suffer these pains which tortured me not a little, in order to give them the inclination to good, and to render their pains sweeter? To the point that in the garden I cried out to the Father, 'If it is possible, let this chalice pass from me.' Do you think it was I? No. You deceive yourself. I loved suffering to folly. I loved death to give life to my children. It was the cry of the whole human family that echoed in my humanity, and I, crying out together with them to give them strength, repeated as many as three times, 'If it is possible, let this chalice pass from me.' I was speaking in the name of all, as if it were my own thing. But I felt crushed. So, the repugnance that you feel is not yours, it is the echo of mine. If it were yours, I would have withdrawn. Therefore, my daughter, since I want to generate from myself another image of myself, I want you to accept. And I myself want to mark these, my deaths of love in your will, expanded and consumed within mine." And as he was saying this, he marked me with his holy hand, and disappeared. May everything be for the glory of God.